June 14, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Grace Under Pressure. Opening Prayer. Risen Savior, what a privilege and joy it is to worship you today, to come into your presence and offer you praise. Read Psalm chapter 41. For the director of music, a psalm of David. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you." My enemies say of me in malice, "When will he die and his name perish?" When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander, and he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, "A vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies." Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up, that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me, and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Reflect. When your life was in turmoil, what were God's provisions that built your faith? This Psalm of Lament is believed to have found its context in a time of personal distress or illness experienced by King David. Throughout the psalm, he expresses feelings of abandonment, betrayal, and anguish. You will sense a feeling of isolation as David is encircled by those who wish him harm, and there is a poignant focus on the betrayal by a close friend. Many of us will have experienced this, the betrayal of one with whom you may have shared bread can seem far more damaging than enemies who may surround us. Are these words of David on the mind of Jesus as he refers to Judas on the night before his death? "He who shared my bread has turned against me." Yet in the midst of turmoil, David can lean on the presence of God's sustaining grace. We see echoes of Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5 as the psalm begins with an affirmation of the blessed regard God has for the weak and the poor. Despite the adversity he faces, David articulates a strong trust in God's faithfulness and deliverance. By recalling past experiences of God's mercy, he gains confidence that God will sustain him through his present trial. He is also able to acknowledge his own sinfulness, yet appeal to God for mercy and deliverance. This psalm provides a rich backdrop for understanding many of Jesus' teachings, particularly the Sermon on the Mount. It underscores the blessedness of compassion, the assurance of divine provision, and the call to integrity in all aspects of life. As we meditate on these ancient words, may we be inspired to embody the righteousness and love that characterize the kingdom of God. Apply. If you have been hurt by the actions of someone you have been close to, turn to God and find your peace in Him. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, there is no friend closer and more faithful than you. Thank you that I can trust in your grace and mercy, your promises of protection and deliverance.